the best of great. We've been exceedingly funky today, and
Now this is a nice way to do this song.
Baby, work it on out. You know your twist so good. Your twist so fine. Yeah, a little reggae.
He's singing like a man.
But you know, all right, we have been very funky this morning, exceedingly funky. And I think that we should remember that this is a glorious time of the year, Marcy. A very special time of year. However, I think we should also remember what with the advent of Pesach, what with the Christmas looming up, we should salute this glorious season. Mm-hmm. And frankly, since this is a cutting-edge show, we don't want to salute it in the, you know, boring traditional sense. I say we get the slap bottom bass out here. Yeah, salute the reindeer. I mean, what would Santa be without the reindeer?
Really?
Slapping him around to the city. So I say, let's salute him now.
Well, I went to see my gal, she wouldn't let me in. She had come, yet it had come again. Oh, yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. Well, I knew a girl, her name was Dasher. With baby batter, I did splash her. Oh, yeah. Judge your boys, might have been using it,
I got a gal, she little and low. She used to let me shake it, but she don't know more. Oh, yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Judge your boys, might have been using that thing. Well, I knew a girl, her name was Vixen. Saliva and she was mixing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Judge your boys, might have been using that thing.
Old Uncle Bud, about 96, he just got back from getting it fixed, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. Well, I knew a girl, her name was Cupid. I hobbled her brains out, then called her stupid. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing.
Bought a new hat, believe it or not, bought it tight like that, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. I knew a girl, her name was Donner. Like a big dog, I was on her, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing.
A rooster and a little brown hen, they run around together, but they ain't no kin. Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. Well, I knew a girl, her name was Rudolph. Had a faulty condom, the tip nearly blew off. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing.
One turned over and the other one said, oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. I knew a girl, her name was Comet. She said, where's your... I said, check your vomit. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing.
Well, I loved her in the summer and I loved her in the fall, but the cold winter days, I couldn't love her at all,
Somebody been using that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody been using that thing. Georgia boy, somebody been using that thing. I want to do a Christmas tune, all right? Here we go. Feel free to sing along with her. Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. Tin hut in the barn on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman.
And Santa had those doodads to relieve. They'd been working hard all season, making tons and tons of toys. Santa needed something pleasing, for he made the rounds to all those girls and boys. There were late nights in the workshop, stocking toys upon the shelf. Santa needed just a quick pop, for he sexually harassed one of the elves. Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. Tin hut in the barn on Christmas Eve.
Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman.
And Santa had those doodads to relieve. As the winter nights grew colder and the snow was piling high, old Saint Nick was feeling bolder, so he placed his calloused hand on his wife's thigh. But she rejected his advancement. Mrs. Claus was cold as ice. He said he needed some depantment. It's been 10 long years since I had a slice. Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. 10 hut in a barn on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman.
And Santa had those doodads to relieve. And so the barn door beckoned. Santa walked on crunchy snow. It was quiet, so he reckoned he would walk inside and have himself a go. But the reindeer, they lay sleeping. You could barely hear a peep. Santa came on tiptoes creeping. If not the reindeer, then he'd nail the sheep. Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. 10 hut in the barn on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman.
And Santa had those doodads to relieve. And so Donner woke up Dancer. Then old Blitzen was amazed. He said, go and please tell Dasher, Mountain Santa's heading straight for her Bombays. Well, the reindeer formed a stampede, and they knocked old Saint Nick down. They said, old man, you'd better take heed. There just ain't no way you'll be going brown.
Oh, no!
Santa got caught fondling a reindeer. 10 hut in the barn on Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus refused to grant him access.
I want a woman.
And Santa had those doodads to relieve. Merry Christmas, everybody!
I have a woman!
Easy, Santa!
Quick, somebody call his shrink. The medication is wearing off. It's the one and only Grease Man Show.
Hi, it's Grease. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, love you in Jacksonville. Love you here in Atlanta.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
What I got for you, though, you know, right now, Bill Clinton's working on his welfare reform bill.
Yeah.
And stuff. What? I'm kind of lost. What do you think you ought to do? If you had a chance to tell him, what would you tell him?
I'd say make a new law. You get welfare, you got to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's licking envelopes, you gotta work. You don't work, you don't get your welfare.
The work fare.
Yeah. Mandatory sterilization.
Mandatory sterilization. Too many kids?
No, you know, for every person, you get a bonus $1,000 check if you get sterilized.
Oh.
Think about it. Yeah. Get your normal welfare payment and get $1,000 extra if you get sterilized. Yeah. Guys and girls.
Guys,
equal opportunity offer. You want $1,000? Come on in. Sterilize you. Yeah. Think about it. There's nothing wrong with that. You give them the damn welfare money anyway, but you also tell them while they're there, you say, oh, by the way, if you'd like an extra $1,000, you submit to sterilization. Think about that.
Yeah.
Huh? And maybe even people that aren't on welfare. You want $1,000? Come in and get sterilized. I mean, that'd be the biggest campaign we could do of all time. Just a mandatory offer to any American living in the United States. If you'd like to get sterilized, we'll give you $1,000. Think who'd take up on that offer. All the drug addicts and street slugs that can't think beyond the next bottle of booze or the next injection. Think about it. $1,000. All you gotta do is allow yourself to be sterilized. Hell, all the drugs that made them sterilized anyway, probably. So let them come in there and get that. Think of it, the line of humanity outside the clinic door for their $1,000 tax-free. Merry Christmas. It's an idea. I think it could work. Look at my brain working overtime, even though I'm functioning on like 2 hours sleep. And my sleep was shattered. I mean, I'm lying. I was just sound asleep. My funny little honey was cradled in my arms. Her blonde hair splayed over my grotesquely overdeveloped deltoid. And as we were both breathing in syncopation, all of a sudden this racket came out from under the bed.
Oh, the weather outside is frightening, but the fire is so delightening.
What are you doing down there?
Making room for Santa Claus. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
What's all the crash? What's all the crashing and banging under the bed?
I'm pushing all this crap you got out of here. Trying to drag the bed a little closer to the Christmas tree and the chimney.
Hey, stop it. You're moving us around. Stop it. Don't move the bed. Do not move the bed there.
All right, just hang on a second. I'm getting you there. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, oh, man. Oops. Sorry about that framed picture of your mama.
Wait a minute. Let's stop the whole thing. No sense dragging the bed closer to the chimney and the Christmas tree. Santa Claus is not going to bring presents for you. What do you think he's going to come here and bring some slimy denizen that lives underneath the bed, some person that eats toes for a living, for his sustenance? Is that what you think? Well, you got another thing coming.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to hang up a damn stocking. Here I go. Hang up my stocking on the bed. If he doesn't fill it, he's going to be in big trouble, buddy. Big trouble.
All right, I'm just a little shocked that you would even think Santa Claus would include you on the Christmas list.
Well, hear me, Santa Claus. There'd better be presents for the toe monster. Keep in mind, Christmas Eve, I'm up all night. And Greece, Santa Claus comes down the chimney feet first.
Oh, no!
Oh, homeless!
I have complete possession of my faculties, physical and mental.
More Best of Greece right after this.
The Greaseman Comedy Christmas Network.